Tom Anastas. He is the new hockey coach for Michigan State University. He's going to be speaking today at the Economic Club luncheon at 11:30, a little bit later on. It's a great place to go and network. And Tom's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Tom, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
I'm very well. We're not going to talk a ton of hockey. We're going to talk a little bit, but what I find interesting is your background as a small businessman. I mean, beyond being the former commissioner of the CCHA, you own hockey arenas around the state of Michigan. Talk about that.
Yeah, several years ago, Tony, actually when I got out of coaching, I got into private business, and my business had evolved over the years, and it resulted in me gravitating, obviously, to the area that I love and know best, which was hockey. And during that time, I developed a recreational ice arena management company and own three arenas and manage three others. And had an employee staff of, over 300 people. So I have been a small business owner, and I've loved every minute of it. And, while I moved away from that to do my new role here at Michigan State, that business continues to go well, and there's a full-time staff of people running it.
I know you own Suburban Ice in East Lansing. I think that's a pretty good business to get in, because from what I understand from hockey folks, ice time is hard to find. As a matter of fact, we could probably use a lot more indoor sheets around the state.
Well, actually, that's a bit of a myth. It's a very tough business, and the margins are very tiny, very small, and very few ice arenas, very, very few ice arenas in the states actually make money. Many of them are subsidized by their communities, and that's why you don't see a lot of new ice arena development, actually. But what people tend to focus on are just like you mentioned, a lot of people mentioned it's very difficult to get ice time. Well, it's very difficult to get ice time when they want it, from 6 o'clock to 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday nights. But there's not enough ice time during those time slots to be able to substantiate or sustain financially a typical ice rink, because they're very, very expensive buildings to operate. So the very thing that you just said, a lot of people think that way, and they invest in it, and they get in trouble. So it's a tough thing to manage. It is a tough business. It was more of a labor of love for me than anything else, but it is a tough business to be in.
Interesting. Before we start talking a little bit of hockey, tell me, what could, from your perspective, as someone who managed the league and as someone who is in small business a lot less now than you were, what can the state of Michigan, what can government do to help small business from your perspective?
Well, I think that any small business is the key, or small businesses are the key to employing people. And the things that we deal with, I dealt with in particular in my business, was the high cost of utilities that we have in a building like that, which is a utility hog. Our labor costs, and geez, healthcare costs, and the rising costs of healthcare, were a real issue that we were dealing with every single day, because we weren't able to pay real high wages. We were trying to be competitive in our marketplace, but those healthcare costs were very difficult to control. And then, obviously, taxation. The more we can minimize our taxes, so we have more cash flow to be able to reinvest in the growth of our business, I think certainly helps businesses. So from my perspective, those were the real focal points. For me,
there was a recent plane crash that involved a lot of hockey players, some former Detroit Red Wings, and just wanted to get your take on that. What a terrible tragedy for hockey. Did you know any of those players or any people involved with that?
I did, actually. It was a horrific incident, and I was friends with Brad McCrimmon, who was the head coach of the team, and had recently been coaching with the Red Wings over the past few years. And when he made a transition from being an assistant in Atlanta to come to Detroit, a mutual friend of ours connected him with me, and I got to know him, and I helped him get his son acclimated both to school and to a youth hockey team when they were settling into the Detroit area. They lived in Novi. And so it was just, I saw him in church 2 days before he left for Russia. And you know, I wanted to try to connect with him because he was just a phenomenal defenseman. And I wanted to talk to him about my new role and things. And we never got to connect. And that was the last day I saw him. And it's just a terrible tragedy.
Tom Anastas is on the other end of our line. He is going to be speaking today at the Economic Club Luncheon, which is at the Kellogg Center, at their conference center there. And he'll be speaking approximately 11:30. Tom, I'll never forget. Now, I've known you because of my sports background and interviewed you, and we talked about sports. And I can recall when you were hired and everyone said, "Who? What? He has a coach players and he's never been a head coach at a hockey program, and they could have went over here and got this guy and they could have went over there." What were your thoughts when you were hearing that stuff?
Well, I knew that would take place, and you know, I view my role. I have been coaching for the past 20 some years at different levels, youth levels. I was a head coach in college at the University of Michigan Dearborn. Our program was a varsity program. You know, we played against other Division I schools. You know, some of that was misinformation, but I, you know, very honestly, I expected that. But I view this position as a leadership position, and I've been leading my whole professional career. And whether it's a staff of 300 people that, you know, many of which report to you, and you're trying to lead and inspire to work collectively to get a business to be successful, make sure you're moving people in the right direction, or whether it's a hockey team with 27, you know, people on your team as players and then the auxiliary staff and so on, and you're trying to achieve goals and set a vision and get people to work for it. You know, there are many similar things. The game has changed a bit. But I've been part of the game, and I have remained part of the game, you know, for all that time. So I expected that. I think, you know, hey, people are entitled to those opinions, and what's more important than anything else is that we go out and demonstrate what we're capable of doing, and that's what we intend to do.
Well, bottom line, you've got to fill that arena up again. I can remember when you couldn't even think about getting a hockey ticket, and there were usually a lot of seats available, but I guess the bottom line is no matter what you do, no matter who you say you are, you've just got to get some players. You got to get some more Justin Abdicators, and you got to get some Millers in there, and you got to get some great players, and then you'll be fine.
Well, you're absolutely right. We do need to fill that building, and our players want it to be full, and we need it to be full so we can create a home ice advantage. We need Munn Arena to be a very, very difficult place for opponents to play, and that will help us win because, you know, especially athletes, but even pro athletes feed off the crowd. So we need to create that back, but we need to earn that. And we need to earn that by, you know, playing very hard and being very competitive and relentlessly competing, which I think we can do immediately. And you're right, we need to make sure we're bringing in top-end talent, which we're working very hard to recruit to make sure you get those kinds of players that will go on to play, you know, at a high level and hopefully play in the NHL because, you know, terrific players make coaches a lot better.
All right, Tom. And finally, before I let you go, what can be done in that arena to increase the energy level? I have been down to Yost at the University of Michigan, and I wouldn't take my kids down there. It's a very rowdy and obnoxious and somewhat foul-mouthed place to be. I've never had more fun than when Michigan State was beating Michigan in that arena through all that craziness. What can be done to create more energy, more enthusiasm in our building?
Well, we're working on that, Tony, and I'm glad you served that question up because, you know, today's season tickets go on sale, and we're trying to create way more energy and we're trying to create an environment that will be a real home ice advantage and, frankly, that will be fun for fans to be part of. So one of the things that the school has done is it's kind of repositioned the student section that now students will, and this has never before happened at Munn Arena, the student section will go right down, right to the glass. So there will be students right along the glass, and they've expanded that section number one. Number two is we've engaged with our band because the band plays a key role in the atmosphere at a college game, and they're going to take a real aggressive approach to bringing energy to the building. And quite frankly, I think our team needs to do its part. We need to play the type of style of hockey that can be entertaining to fans and that can be fun to play in, so we can recruit guys who want to play, you know, in a very aggressive, attacking manner. And, you know, we intend to be physical, and we intend to be tough, and we intend to be skilled. And so I think all of those dynamics hopefully will ultimately result in winning, which, you know, will get more people wanting to be here and be part of it. And we hope to get back in very short order to where a hockey ticket is one of the toughest tickets in town to get.
All right, Tom, I can't wait to bring my boys up there. They love Michigan State hockey. Welcome to East Lansing once again. Tom will be speaking at the Economic Club luncheon this afternoon at 11:30. The program actually starts at noon, but you can network a little bit earlier, and Tom will be there. He'll be the keynote speaker. Tom, thanks so much for your time. I know you're busy. Appreciate you.
Oh, thanks for having me, Tony.